Hey everybody, Ron Rademacher here, Michigan Back Roads. It's winter in Michigan, and our frigid weather creates a gorgeous natural wonder year in and year out, the Ebon Ice Caves. The ice caves are found in the Rock River Gorge in the Upper Peninsula. High up on a cliffside above the river, enormous sheets of ice form, some more than 30 feet high. Water seeping through the cracks in the bedrock and flowing down the cliff face freezes into rippling curtains of ice. The colorful walls of ice extend more than 50 yards along the face of the canyon. Slowly the water freezes and builds, concealing undercuts in the limestone and thereby creating the ice caves. This destination will be worth visiting just to see the frozen wall of ice, but there is more. If you make the climb up the canyon wall, you can actually go behind the curtain of ice and inside the ice caves. The interior is lit by daylight filtering through the translucent ice. Stalactites are hanging from the ceiling, and there are even small windows that form so you can see the snow-covered forest across the river. The great sheets of ice that form the caves can be more than 3 feet thick. They're so solid and so strong that some people go there just to climb the ice. The Ebon Ice Caves are unique and beautiful, but visiting them takes some planning. Getting there requires a hike across a windswept field where the wind chill can be serious. After a quarter mile or so of that, hikers enter the forest. An easy trail winds through the trees for a short distance, and then it gets tricky. At the beginning of the section of the trail that descends into the river gorge is a sign. The sign describes the wilderness area you are in. Then it announces the trail ahead may be treacherous. You would be wise to heed that warning. The descent is steep. In some places it is icy, steep, and slippery. There are places where small streams cut the trail and crevices must be crossed. Proper footwear and ice cleats make this a lot easier, especially on the way back when you are climbing uphill. This part of the trail is no joke. Some visitors get hurt every year, every winter. At the bottom of the trail is the river, and a short distance along the river is the spot where the ice caves up the cliff wall become visible. Those ice cleats make the climb up easier, and the entire area along the cliffs may be icy as well. The beauty of this place makes it all worth it. There are minimal facilities at the parking area and no facilities at the caves. Remember, this is a remote wilderness area, so appropriate clothing is essential. If you dress warmly and take enough water for a couple of hours in the woods, you'll have a great time exploring this one-of-a-kind place. This is Ron Rademacher at MichiganBackRoads.com.